Good morning. Thanks for tuning in. Well, the local share market's going to be running into a bit of a headwind when we kick off later on this morning. The futures are telling us that the ASX 200 should kick off with a loss of around 0.2% when trade gets underway later on this morning, which is a reflection of a broadly weaker Northern Hemisphere session as far as stocks were concerned. There are a variety of reasons for that. So why don't we kick off with what went on in Europe. So the German DAX finished down by around 0.2%. In London, the FTSE was down by 0.25%. The French market, the CAC 40, was down by 1%. And the Stoxx 600 index, that's of course the broader measure of stock performance across Europe, was down by 0.9%. So the outcome that seized everyone's attention in Europe last night was the UK inflation reading, and that was quite punchy to say the least. So a new 40-year high was surmounted for that measure, 10.1%. So that was up from 9.4% in the previous month. And that's one of the things that stands out about UK inflation, particularly in recent months, is the way it has been leaping forward. And that has been unsettling. And it dovetails with the fact that the Bank of England is expecting the inflation rate to peak at around 13%. In October. So there's still a fair bit of work to be done in terms of containing inflation. So obviously that sent chills through European markets. And as you can see, the performance for the DAX was one that stood out with that 2% decline. The other thing to point out about what's going on in Germany, the drought in Europe has seen the water levels on the Rhine fall quite substantially. And this has been a real factor in impeding the river traffic on the Rhine, which is a vital artery when it comes to commerce in Europe's biggest country. And that has been another factor weighing on sentiment from time to time, and came home to roost a little bit yesterday as well. So as far as the US experience is concerned, there are a number of factors that stand out. The US Federal Reserve released the minutes from their last policy setting meeting. There are a number of lenses applied to this document as people teased out the important elements to the discussion that was had when they last raised rates. At a headline, there was a little evidence of inflationary pressures subsiding. That was one of the main takeouts from the minutes. And the conclusion being that even though the conversation in the markets is that the Fed's got room to perhaps take its foot off the accelerator, given the most recent readings on a range of fronts, long-term interest rates continue to nudge higher. So we had a 10-year Treasury up by 7 basis points to 2.89%, and 2 years were up by around 3 basis points. If there is a positive there, it's that you've got the steepening of the yield curve, but still that movement higher for rates wasn't welcome as far as stocks were concerned, nor were the latest retail sales figures, which were below the market's expectations. So that was another downbeat element of the US session. But there was also some disappointing numbers as far as Target's quarterly sales were concerned. These figures were quite extraordinary, down by 89% with their sales compared to the same time last year. So, but in terms of them looking forward, they kept their full year forecast intact. They expect a bit of a rebound where sales are concerned, and they also expect margins to improve in the second half of the year. So the point to make with those sales numbers is that they're discounting heavily, as are many retailers, to move inventory along, and that is a reflection of some of the pressures that they are under at the moment. Bearing in mind that the night before we had Home Depot and Walmart have better than expected outcomes. So it's a bit of a mixed picture where the retail sales picture is concerned in the United States in particular. So that move higher for long-term interest rates in the US, that put downward pressure on the US dollar rose, and that put downward pressure on commodity prices. So metals on the LME were generally weaker. Zinc stood out with a near 5% decline. The other mover on the day was oil. So it was up by almost 1.5%. There was a much bigger than expected drawdown on US inventories in the last week, and by a very substantial margin. They were expecting a drawdown of around 250,000 barrels. They got something like 7 million barrels of drawdown. So that's part of the reason why oil prices have picked up from their lowest levels in 6 months in the previous session. So that's something to keep in mind as far as today's session is concerned. So finally, today, an important day for the release of the July unemployment employment figures. Yesterday we saw the weaker wages data. Today the market's expecting 20,000 jobs to have been added last month and the unemployment rate to stay at around 3.5%. So even if we see a stronger number today, given the weaker wages numbers, there might be a little bit of leeway given to stronger figures today. So that's where the risks lie. And the Aussie dollar has given up quite a bit of ground against the US dollar overnight. It's lost the better part of a full cent. So trading back to 69.3 compared to around 70.2, which is where it kicked off the European session yesterday afternoon. Have a great day.